What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Snowden, Tom Joyner.
Hug it, Lowdown.
Sim Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
A little slow-mo right there. Did y'all see the Oscars last night?
We did. Sure.
Was it good for you? Did it make you fall asleep like you had the itis, or did it keep you up all night like Viagra?
I'll speak for Viagra.
Because I thought it was like Matthew McConaughey say, all right, all right, all right. If Jackie Reed was watching, she got her big O last night. Who knew that Ellen would get her there?
Wow.
That Ellen is something else, ain't he?
Oh, honey.
She actually made the Oscars enjoyable to watch. Sybil, she did such a good job. I forgot to play my favorite game of count the black people and take a shot. And it was a good thing because it was more black people at the Oscars this year than at Sweetie Pie. Oh, yeah, it was a whole lot of usses at the Oscars. And speaking of a whole lot of usses, did y'all see Gabourey Sidibe?
Huggy.
Did y'all see my girl on the red carpet?
Yes.
Well, did you see the red carpet?
Oh, my God.
Because she purple rained on the red carpet, Sybil.
Oh, my God.
I thought they were going to ask her what was she wearing, and to which she replied, The Color Purple by Steven Spielberg.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see Paula Deen on the red carpet with that black football player. I didn't see her at all. Did y'all see when Ellen introduced Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes.
I was like, thank God she didn't call him Lawrence Fishburne. And then Ellen ordered pizza. How cool was that? And then Ellen passed around Pharrell hat later on for a tip. I know Pharrell was like not too happy, especially after those frozen bammers stole his Oscar. But he had a good time. And how about Ellen breaking Twitter last night with that group selfie? And when I saw Lupita's brother jump in that picture, I said, yep, Lupita's got a Ray J. Did y'all see John Travolta?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that the creepiest hairpiece you ever seen in your life?
Sad.
He looked like a late night televangelist, Sybil. He looked like he was about to do an infomercial for prepaid caskets. Sybil, didn't he look like the man from the Operation Board Game?
Yes, that was it.
And what the habanero hell was Whoopi wearing? Who knew her and Stevie Wonder shared stylists? She had on a black strapless dress with a white blouse underneath. O.M. Goldberg! Why'd she do that, Sybil?
I don't know, man.
That's like me trying to put on a condom over my underwear. But congratulations to all the winners, especially our girl Lupita Nyong'o, who won Best Actress in Supporting Role in 12 Years a Slave. And Tom, if she didn't win, I was going to be really upset when I see the movie this week. Woo! Chiwetel Ejiofor didn't win Best Actor, but Isaiah Washington won for his part in the bootleg. Congratulations to Steve McQueen on Best Pictures of 12 Years. Y'all see him snatch the Oscar out of the guy's hand?
Man.
Did y'all see him jump up in the air? That bloke was like Warren Sapp with it. And congratulations to John Whitley on winning Best Adapted Screenplay. And the movie Gravity won in more categories than Ken Jennings on Jeopardy. And the Wolves of Wall Street was like the Broncos of Denver because they got shut out. And congratulations to the documentary 20 Feet from Stardom, which I thought was about the Kardashians. But nope, it turns out it was about Stedman's life with Oprah.